China. China is a country which wants to be at the top of the heap. They want to control navigation, be a leader in science and space. They want to have the strongest military and control the economy of the world, and they are getting a lot of breaks from United Nations organizations to do this. We keep hearing about climate change and how we have to do certain things which cripple our economy to make it work, but at the same time they get exemptions from the harsh controls being put on almost everyone else in a so-called attempt to curb climate change. You can understand certain things like a country wanting to have a stronger military, but not when they flex their muscles at other nations in the area and use this muscle to take over areas which are not only claimed by other nations but in a case or two have been ruled on by the International Court as not being a Chinese possession. What China wants is to stack the deck completely against the United States and topple them as a world power. When they feel they are too strong for us to challenge, they will take the chance to invade Taiwan. Someday people are going to find out they had a lot of help right here in our own government, because of greedy politicians who had lucrative arrangements with Chinese companies. Where did China get a lot of its defense technology? This is one of the easiest questions to answer. They stole it from the United States. When one country is way ahead in technology, they become a target, and that target cannot effectively reciprocate because the country doing it has nothing worth stealing. All the country that is having its secrets stolen can do is use embargoes and other diplomatic solutions to try and stop this, and that just doesn't work in the case of the Chinese. The reason is their economy is too strong at this point. One of the problems we face is the fact there is a lot of cheap labor around the world, which includes China at the moment. They can undersell us on a lot of items. One way to fight this is to put an import tax on their manufactured goods, which make us competitive. This hurts the citizens here because it diminishes their chance at getting a bargain. China has done this on a world scale and has become the supplier to the world in many different items. One of the things they are doing is ingratiating themselves with many different countries and establishing bases and ports. They say imitation is the greatest compliment. They are imitating what we have done around the world. China claims it is protecting their fishing rights, so you will find them almost anywhere in international waters. China is said to have more ships than the United States, which currently is said to have the strongest navy. As we know, just having more ships may not be as important as having the most advanced ships, and China has been modernizing their navy since the 1990s. This has created a big challenge for us. There has been talk the Chinese are working on a submarine which will have supersonic capabilities in the water. While this may sound too incredible, we have to remember there is a new technology out there which allows torpedoes to travel hundreds of miles per hour underwater, and I am sure this is being worked on for boats like submarines. It wraps a bubble of air around the torpedo to allow for that incredible speed. The Chinese Air Force has some new planes which seem to have a lot of features of our planes. Since there have been many cases of stolen plans and data, this is not surprising. Even the radar setups on some of their new fighters look to be exactly the same as the ones on our newest planes. I am not saying the internals are the same, but that wouldn't surprise me either. I saw a photo of their newest carrier plane and I was shocked on how similar it looked to our F-35. One of the things the Chinese are doing is throwing the support of the entire country into becoming the most advanced country in quantum computing. We just keep hearing about claimed breakthroughs. We have no way of knowing the truth, but they seem to be making incredible headway. It is thought whoever conquers the problems with quantum computing will gain an incredible advantage in many different fields. The reason for this is the fact quantum computers are theorized to be able to solve problems which are impossible with classic supercomputers. They are said to be able to create unbreakable security systems, among other things, and who knows what advantages the Chinese could gain in other fields. The neighbors around China are getting very nervous as China builds islands in the South China Sea, which are nothing more than stationary aircraft carriers. They are claiming the sea for themselves. There are other countries with claims in the area on islands and such which are being totally disregarded, such as Japan, Vietnam, the Philippines and others. In some places China has given grants of money or built power generating stations, roads and such to persuade those countries they have nothing to worry about because China is their friend. Compared to China, these are small countries. One thing which was a response by the United States which has really ticked off China was an announcement that a new defense pact was being formed between the United States, the United Kingdom and Australia. It was also announced Australia would be getting nuclear submarines. Japan and Australia had announced a defense pact in 2020. China issued a warning about the new defense pact, stating it could hurt their own interests. Not every Western country was happy with it. France was not happy because they originally had a contract worth about $80 billion to build conventional submarines, which was cancelled, and instead the United States got one with Australia for nuclear submarines. This has caused other countries to question Australia's commitment to nuclear non-proliferation. China has made progress in hypersonic nuclear warhead missiles, and so has Russia. Their progress is said to be ahead of ours. These missiles can change course in flight and are impossible to shoot down today. China is really starting to feel its oats. The Australian Navy is small, so it plans to get beefed up with submarines. The United Kingdom Navy is much larger with 87 ships. This may not be quite up to date, but the United Kingdom had the second biggest navy in NATO. This is upsetting to China.